A lawyer for New South Wales Labor has denied he told the then General Secretary of the party, Kayla Minane, to cover up a potentially illegal $100,000 donation made to the ALP. Ian Robertson has told the ICAC corruption inquiry that he couldn't remember meeting the dumped General Secretary on a Friday night in 2016. ABC reporter Jamel Wells was in court and joins me now. Jamel, thank you. Mr. Robertson's comments seem in direct conflict with what Kayla Minane told the inquiry. What did he tell the inquiry?
That's exactly right. Most of the evidence he gave today was very, very different from Kayla Minane's. Now, she has told the ICAC that she knew about this donation for about 3 years. She has told the inquiry that when she found out about it from Ernest Wong in 2016, she phoned former Senator Sam Dastyari. And she said, Sam advised me to get legal advice, so I spoke to the party lawyer, Ian Robertson. Now, she has testified that Ian Robertson told her to be quiet about the donation, I should say, not to tell anyone about their conversation, not to write a record of the conversation in her diary, and also that he wasn't going to charge her for the meeting that they had. But today, Ian Robertson said none of that was true. He said, I had meetings with her over various things, including another donations matter that involved a former Cabramatta MP. He said, had she ever come to me and told me these extraordinary things about the party getting a potentially illegal donation from a developer, I would have advised her to do something about it immediately, to go straight to the Electoral Commission. He said, I would not tell any client to try to cover this up and to be quiet about it. He was also asked if he told her not to write anything in her diary, and he said no. He said, I don't even know if she's got a diary. And she'd given evidence that she'd said to him that there'd been some major mess up with this donation, and it was an expletive she used to describe it. And he said today, he said, look, I talked to her about a lot of things, but I don't recall her using an expletive to describe how the party handled this donation.
So that's okay. So you've got two witnesses that have given entirely different versions of the event. What does that mean? Where does that leave the inquiry?
Well, they've got very different versions of events. And Kayla Minane has been cross-examined already by Ian Robertson's lawyers. That happened last week. And they accused her of lying, and they said she was trying to throw him under a bus to make herself look good and cover up her alleged inappropriate behaviour. Ian Robertson is yet to be cross-examined on his evidence. He's coming back to the witness box next week, probably around Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with while being cross-examined. And in the end, it's going to be up to the ICAC commissioner to take away all of these evidence and make some sort of finding about the conduct of these two people. It could be that no misconduct findings are made against either of them. It could be one of them. But that's just something we're going to have to wait and see.
So will he be addressing the inquiry again tomorrow?
No. He's not being recalled until next week, probably around Tuesday. He'll be recalled for some cross-examination. But for the rest of the week, the inquiry is likely to hear from some of the core donors. That is the individuals who the ICAC says Labor used to make these pretend donations of around $5,000, because the crux of this inquiry is an amount of $100,000 allegedly given to Labor by a banned donor, a property developer, and the allegation is that Labor pretended that the money was made up by smaller amounts from individuals from companies and people who worked at a Chinese restaurant where a Labor Party fundraiser dinner was held. Now, you might remember, we've heard at the inquiry that the ICAC is highly suspicious that some of the people who worked at this restaurant could even afford to be making these $5,000 donations to New South Wales Labor.
So, Jamel, what other witnesses might be giving evidence in the next couple of weeks that we're waiting on or might be interesting?
Well, it's possible that the former party secretary, Jamie Clements, will be called to give evidence. And it's possible that some witnesses who've already been at the ICAC will be recalled to be further cross-examined. Now, interestingly, the Chinese developer billionaire who the ICAC alleges gave this money to the party, made a statement last week that he in fact didn't give the money to the party at all, and he's got nothing to do with the donation. So the ICAC commissioner said, well, if that's the case, why doesn't he come and front the inquiry? He's actually living overseas and is banned from making donations to a political party in Australia. So that's even on the cards as well, Patricia.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
Joining us tonight on RN Drive is Jamel Wells. Now, Jamel Wells is an ABC court reporter who's been watching very closely the ICAC inquiry. And today we heard a lawyer for New South Wales Labor has denied he told the then General Secretary of the party, Kayla Minane, to cover up a potentially illegal $100,000 donation made to the ALP. This is RN Drive.